Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday. Live at Stadium Swim at Circa Las Vegas out here for the Titans and Raiders. If you are coming in, we've already met some Titans fans that are here. D-Mace is here. If you're coming in, the coming up tonight, the overhang bar at Circa on the second floor of the sports book, there's going to be a get-together. Come hang out with us. We're going to be there and getting just meeting Titans fans and everybody. So come down to Fremont Street. Come to Circa. Come hang out with us tonight. And then, look, come stay here. Come Stadium Swim. I mean, it is a good time. We say hello now to Chris Sanders, forever Titans wide receiver, who is on the line with us. Chris, how you doing?
My lips are poked out. Y'all in Vegas, I bet you D-Mace is playing the penny slots, man. I'm right now. Unbelievable. Hey, I didn't get an invite. I mean, unbelievable,
I know. But look, we're setting the table for a bigger trip, and we're going to bring you out here. Hey, D-Mace.
I'm there.
D-Mace, it's busy. Chris says that you're probably playing the penny slots. He says no slots. But yeah, no, we're excited.
That's awesome.
J.C. Latham, back in for the Titans. Ooh. How big is that?
I mean, I think it's huge. I mean, just like last week, you know, they won a game that they shouldn't have won, and you're building the momentum. Then now you got a situation to where you got one of your best offensive lines coming back, or players coming back. I just think it's just a boost to morale, and I just think it's going to make your offensive line better. I think it's going to make Cam better. Why? Because you got one of your good guys back. So I think it's a plus for the Tennessee Titans.
How much does it help the run game?
Oh, big time. I mean, it really does. I mean, he brings that physicality, and he's one of those guys that's going to maul you, and he's also going to protect the quarterback. So when you have the running game going well, and then he can pass pro, I mean, it's just going to make everybody better. And then also, when you have that big dog at left tackle, it just makes your quarterback feel real comfortable because you know his left side is taken care of.
Talking to our good friend Chris Sanders. Now, Chris, all right, we'll do it. I got your song in just a little bit, so hold on. Oh, we're good. We're good. Okay. We'll build suspense up. Our boy, Dr. Crane's been amazingly busy. We talked earlier about, you know, Cam. We've talked all year, Chris, about Cam needing best friends, right? I mean, whether it's Ridley or somebody. I watched Chig play. I watched the game again on the Sunday's game. Chig became that guy, I mean, in that game.
Yep.
I mean, and I think if Cam has that guy, I think it improves his game 100%. How important is Cam having that guy to his development?
I mean, if you look at 1999, I know when Chase hates me to go back to 1999.
I don't care. Go ahead.
I know. But it's like when you – let me go back to 1998. When, you know, the offense was kind of struggling, the passing game was going pretty bad, who was the security blanket for Stephen there? It was Frank Wycheck, because when things break down, you can't go through your read, you have a guy that can consistently get open. But now you got a situation, you know, with the Tennessee Titans to where, you know, Calvin really, yes, had a big game, but Chig has been that guy to where, you know, you can throw him a little flare pass, you can throw him a little hitch route, and he can make something happen. This is what we've been waiting to see from this guy. When he came out of Maryland, everybody was talking about the potential. Everybody was talking about his skill set. Now we're starting to see a little bit of what he's doing. He's catching little five-yard passes and making something happen. So when you're talking about a quarterback that trusts another guy, I think right now he trusts Chig a little bit.
All right, Dr. Crane's got it. Here's your song,
Let's
Chris.
Make it work. It feels good.
It's Vegas. It's Chris Sanders. It all works together.
Shit. Hey, I'm doing a stanky leg right now. Come on, man.
Tony, man, bringing it home.
Oh my God, that was one of my favorite albums, man.
This is a good song.
They get you going on a Friday, Bubba.
Absolutely, because we play Father Ryan, so we got to get going.
There you go. Oh, Doc, we'll talk about that at the end of the segment here. All right, so let me ask you Chris.
Sure.
The Raiders started hot. They beat Daddy Vrabel. They're 1-0. Now they've lost four straight. We talked to Raider fans out here. They feel the same way about the Titans. Like, there's no hope for this team. How good is it for the Titans, Chris, that they're playing a team that's reeling, not playing very well right now, when the Titans are coming off their win and need another win?
It's not good, and I'm going to tell you why. Because you got a team that's desperate. And we have a team that's desperate. They're going to find, you know, ways to win. Look at last week with the Tennessee Titans against the Arizona Cardinals. Even though they were down 21-6, they still were a desperate team, and they found out a way to win. You don't want that situation to happen to you. You got the Raiders to where you got a running game that's okay with Jenny, but then you got a passing game with Brock Bowers that's that's probably going to be out of the game. So you're just dealing with a team that's desperate for a win. You got your fans that are going crazy. You got fans that want to win, want you to win. So the Tennessee Titans better come out with all cylinders on special teams, on offense and defense, because if they don't, you're going to look up and you're going to be down by 21 points.
Well, that's what the next question is, and you lead me right to that. How important is it to come out and punch them in the face and get out to a 10-0 lead?
Man, you need a haymaker. And I'm going to tell you what a haymaker is. It's starting at the 25-yard line, have 11-play drive, take 7 or 8 minutes off the play clock, and get a touchdown. That's a haymaker. But you can't go into a game like this, which is really, really dangerous, is you have a 3-and-out, they go down there and score, you have another 3-and-out, they go down and score, then now you're behind the 8-ball because you just gave life to a team that's breathing for life. So they got to go in there, and right when they get off the bus, right when they warm up, right when they get to the game, they need to square up and hit them square in the nose and have a long play drive.
That big catch that Calvin Ridley made last week, much does that wake him up, give him confidence, whatever needs to happen?
Man, you said it, Chase. It's confidence. It's huge. I mean, when he caught that long bomb, look at his body language. His body language was like, whew, man, now I feel good. Now I feel confident. Because if you look at the last couple of games, he wasn't catching the ball with confidence. And just watching him catch that ball, now his body language says, okay, I can do this thing. I can be the number one target for this offense. Because if this offense is going to be successful, Calvin really has to be, just like what Big Joe said, the guy. He got to be the guy when it's 3rd and 10 to make the explosive play. So for him and having that big catch, it's just a confidence booster for Calvin Ridley.
Chris Sanders is with us. We're live at Circa Las Vegas today. Chris, we talk about the haymaker getting out to a good start. What do you think, Brian Callahan, what should his message be Sunday before the game to this football team?
Stack up wins. I mean, that's what you want to do because, and I hate to say this, if you go and lose this game, then what is all the media going to say? What is all the fans going to say? Oh, it's just that game really doesn't mean anything. But if you stack up a win, play one game at a time. I know this is a whole bunch of coach talk, but this is exactly what you have to do. Take one play at a time, do your job, and make some plays and get out of here with a win. That's the message that I'm preaching with them every day because, you know, it's like even though you had a big win last week, you still didn't play well. I mean, you're down 21-6. And you got the Arizona Cardinals that gave up a situation to where the DB caught the pass and he fumbled and Lockett get on it. You have Snead to where he hits the ball out. You still didn't play well. So they got to come out here and show, okay, we got to play well.
You know, when I think about the Raiders and the Titans franchise, I think about you and Derek and Eddie and Steve. The first game in Tennessee back in August 31st, 1997, Liberty Bowl, you guys took on the Raiders. Eddie was unstoppable that day. What do you remember about that day? And after, because it went to overtime, you guys won. But being in a new city, new state, new everything, and winning your first NFL game.
It was amazing. I mean, just going through the process of, moving from here to Tennessee and then going to Memphis. Yeah, it was tough traveling every week. But just to go into that stadium and seeing a lot of Tennessee Titans fans and a lot of Raiders fans. But here's the best part that I love about that whole situation. I remember it was 3rd and 15, and it was the first quarter, and Mac threw me a 46-yard bomb, and that was the first catch for the Tennessee Titans /Orders. That's what I remember about that game.
Always about yourself, ain't it?
Get in there and make it about you.
Oh, man.
Chris Sanders is with us. So, Father Ryan, huh?
Yo, yeah. Is that your alma mater's FRA, right?
I'm FRA. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier is Father Ryan.
Oh, Father Ryan, listen, their record doesn't tell you how they are. I know they're 1-5 right now, but these kids play hard, they fight, they scrap, and every time we play them, it's always a dogfight. So we got to come out, just like what you said, Big Joe, is we got to throw some haymakers. 11-play drive, take 7 minutes off there and score a touchdown. So we're going to get after them.
Dr. Crane, what would you give for just one play tonight versus NBA and Chris Sanders?
Oh, I'd do anything for it. I mean, if Chris Sanders lined up out wide, I would – be in the slot, right in the nickel, and I just clean his clock.
Okay, time out. First of all, you look bad in your uniform. That's number one. you would have a neck roll on, and then you would have those pads, those forearm pads. So if I saw that, the band would stand up and start cheering because they know it'll be six.
Who would look worse, Dr. Crane or Dave Craig?
Dave Craig. There's no comparison.
Oh, that's a great Craig.
Thank you. I'm not that bad, Chris. Thank you for that.
I had to.
Well, hold on real quick. Dr. Crane, didn't FRA – I'm sorry. Didn't Father Ryan beat the NBA last year?
There you go. 25 or 26 years.
I was there to witness it. It was awesome.
So, send this audio to Chris so he can use it.
So you're 26-1.
That's okay. It's all right. I was a part of history. That's all that matters.
Chris, good luck to you in the Big Red tonight. Thanks for doing this. You'll be with Adam Vingan on Sunday for the pregame show, and we're looking forward to it.
Man, I appreciate y'all so much. Y'all be careful down there, all right? Love y'all.
We will. You too, Chris. Chris Sanders joining us here on the program. We'll react to some of that. Coming up next, continue to talk about the two-tone. We'll also preview some college football. I got all the lines right here as well. And we're live.
Don't we have a special guest, right?
We do. We'll have it. We'll tell you more about that coming up in a few minutes here from Stadium Swim, Circa Las Vegas. If you're out here, come say hi. It's Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.